All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Want to take this time out to wish all of you folks the happiest and healthy of New Year's as we are set to bid farewell to 2014 and usher in 2015. Now, you had two teams that were looking to end the 2014 college football season on the right note this afternoon down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, as you had the ninth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels coming out of the Southeastern Conference taking on the sixth-ranked TCU Horned Frogs coming out of the Big 12. Now, heading into the last weekend of the regular season in college football, you had a TCU team that was ranked third, and they didn't do anything on their part to really drop in the rankings. They took care of business against a bad Iowa State team as they dominated them by the score of 55-3. But when the four teams were announced for the college football playoff, TCU had found that they had dropped to sixth, and Ohio State had leapfrogged them after winning the Big Ten Conference. So, you know, TCU coming into this game with Ole Miss could have really come out flat. And you have to give all of the credit in the world to their head coach, Gary Patterson, because generally when teams feel that they were snubbed for a bigger bowl game, either they can come out flat or they come out and they prove their worth. And TCU really went out there and took care of business this afternoon, and they never allowed Ole Miss an opportunity to get into the game. TCU scored a touchdown within the first minute of the game. It was 21-0 late in the second quarter when this TCU defense put the pressure on Bo Wallace, the Ole Miss quarterback, and forced him into throwing an interception in the end zone, which was recovered by TCU for a touchdown to make it 28-0 as they were set to go to the half. And from that point on, it was all over but the shouting. They forced three interceptions of Wallace this afternoon. They had 177 yards on the ground on offense. They limited Ole Miss to just 9 yards on the ground. And this was an Ole Miss team that in the final week of the regular season beat Mississippi State. So this was not a fluke. I mean, Ole Miss began their regular season at the Georgia Dome with a big-time win over Boise State, a Boise State team that is going to play Arizona today in the Fiesta Bowl. So, you know, you can't take it lightly as far as what TCU did. They went out there and took care of business. Now, again, that's a credit to Gary Patterson as he had his guys ready. But I think going forward, the Big 12 Conference is going to have to look at making some adjustments. And the reason why I say that is the Big 12 Conference, they only have 10 teams. And NCAA rules say that in order for you to have a conference championship game, you must have at least 12 members. Now, of course, once upon a time, the Big 12 did have 12 members, but Nebraska left to go to the Big Ten, Missouri and Texas A&M left to go to the SEC, and Colorado left to go to the Pac-12. Now, to replace them, the Big 12 was able to get TCU from the Mountain West and West Virginia from the Big East Conference. But the thing is, going forward, I think that they are going to need another conference title game. The Big 12 right now publicly is saying that they don't want to do that. They're fine with 10 teams, but they could get hurt coming down the road once again by not having a conference title game, because it gives you that last chance to showcase who you really are. Now, at the same time, the Big 12 also made a mistake in not deciding a conference champion. You had TCU and Baylor that both finished with conference records of 8-1. But in head-to-head competition, Baylor did defeat TCU. So theoretically, Baylor should have just been the outright conference champion. But, you know, again, you put all of that aside, and it's a credit to Texas Christian University as far as what they were able to do this afternoon. They dominated. They showed that they belong. And if you're TCU head coach Gary Patterson, you know you have Trayvon Boykin coming back for his senior year. It's a situation now where you can build off of this 2014 year where you finish with a record of 12-1. You know that TCU is going to be ranked in the top 10 to start the season, possibly even top 5. They're going to be a favorite in the Big 12 Conference. They're going to be a favorite to get to the college football playoff next season. And it's, you know, again, they took care of business today. They had the opportunity and they made the most of it. And that right there is what it is all about. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the weekend's action from the wild card round in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy your new year of 2015.